And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Again, well, Michelle Bishop is back. There's so much sport. I mean, your sports updates are going for 15 minutes today. But a little more on the Tarik Sims story. Does this suspension that he's going to get, does that mean he has played his last game for the Dragons, Michelle?
Yeah, guys. Well, so he'll be hoping for some leniency, that's for sure, at the NRL judiciary, obviously, to be able to give him another crack. So he's been whacked with a four-week ban, and that was for a careless high tackle, grade three, his third offence, and that's why it's so big. He was obviously sent to the bin. Referee Ashley Klein's come under fire again for not sending him off, but that's, you know, everyone's sort of debating that. The game was stopped for about 5 minutes. Obviously, Connor Tracy was treated and then stretched off. But that's not all. In terms of, we could also be seeing the last of Andrew McCulloch over the next few weeks. There's rumours he could be hanging up the boots despite having a year to run on his current deal. He's 32. He's played 305 games, obviously, the Dragons, Broncos and Knights. It's fairly well documented now that the Dragons have been looking for a number nine. Sam Verrills and Jacob Little are among their targets, but Verrills now been linked to the Titans. And Verrills still has 2 years to run on his deal with the Roosters. This is oh so rugby league, but let's not forget Brandon Smith is en route to Bondi. So a bit of a wait and see, but it won't be surprised if we sort of see the last of McCulloch and he decides to call it a day.
Okay. Now, the Newcastle drama, Hayden Knowles has had his say on David Clemmer.
Yeah, so Knowles, Clemmer was returned to training on Friday, as we know. That happened when we got off air after mediation. And Hayden Knowles has made no apologies for trying to uphold a standard that he believes was breached. And that's obviously ignoring instructions. Clemmer failed to come off the field when he was asked. Knowles wanted to stress that it wasn't about the swearing. That's sort of kind of all part of the game. But he was asked to, you know, put a report together, and obviously that went on to HR. And Clemmer, basically, in a nutshell, Hayden's trying to say that, you know, he always puts the team first. It's all about culture, and that was where his gripe was. I thought it was a real shame that Newcastle missed the opportunity to perhaps put Hayden Knowles up on Friday. Instead, they put Peter Parr in that place. Obviously, he's the new football director, but he's only been in the joint for 5 minutes. It would have been nice to hear just how genuine Hayden was, and we know how passionate he can be. But more problems with the Knights. A complaint has been made after a lower-grade Indigenous player was told, and this is a direct quote, guys, stop playing like a black fella and get back to structure. I've had a lengthy conversation with the Knights. That is being investigated. They're getting to the bottom of that, and they understand there's some serious issues with culture that they obviously want to rectify and get together in time for, you know, starting off a better season next year.
Mm. Gee, there's some clubs that just want the season to end, isn't there? Just absolutely. Just pack the tent up a month out from the end of the season with the dramas they're dealing with at the moment.
Yeah. I thought the narrative was swinging against Hayden Knowles, and I was wondering why that was happening when he was just out there doing his job. He was trying to get a player off the field, and it had nothing to do with the swearing that everyone was making a big deal about Hayden being put out because he was sworn at.
Brady, I think that was because that was detailed in the HR report. I think that's where it all got lost. And you're right, it happens every week. No, he didn't. That's right.
Hayden didn't go to HR. The CEO told HR to put a report together.
Put together, yeah. That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, what I'm saying is I just think having Hayden up the front on Friday to explain all of that would have, you know, done wonders for him, for the club, and, you know, the direction they're going. But instead it was all a little bit too formal.
All right, now a little bit of Cody Simpson news, and let's go. We're not chasing clickbait headlines here, Michelle.
No, we're not. This is fantastic. Now, I'm told Cody Simpson isn't a big noter. He doesn't brag about his Hollywood connections, which is nice to hear, but he certainly still keeps in touch with the big end of town. So after his Dolphins teammate Ariane Titmus broke the 400 metres freestyle record, this is back in May, he organised a special surprise. He asked Canadian pop star Shawn Mendes. Now, do we know who Shawn Mendes is? Can we get some music happening? No?
Shawn Mendes.
Right, we're up to speed. Yeah, so pretty cool stuff.
Right, okay.
Well, he asked Mendes to put a bit of a video of congratulations together for Ariane Titmus, and she was absolutely blown away. She's played it 100 times, and she says, out of all the things that have come from her success in the pool, this is dead set the coolest.
Oh, let's hear it up. Is Shawn Mendes, are you there, Shawn? There's nothing holding me back.
She says that she's never.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's pretty cool stuff. It's not what you know, it's who you know, isn't it? Really, you know.
Cheers, Cody.
If I did something good, Brandy, could you get like I don't know an old panther to ring me?
Ooh, wow, wow.
Something.
How would I impress you? What would I have to do to impress you, Vossie?
Terry Wickie. Get Terry Wickie to ring me on my birthday.
One of the greats.
Doug Delaney.
Dougie. Yeah.
Michelle, have a great Monday. Back on tomorrow. Drinkwise Unmissable Moment, though, before you go from the weekend. Drinkwise Unmissable Moment? Anything, Michelle?
Oh, look, it'd have to be the 1,500 metres. Ollie Hall, for sure.
Of course, Ollie.
Yeah. And Pop. And he's Pop Fred. Beautiful
great
stuff.
Great story. I'll go Kelsey Lee. Throwing the spear 70 metres and winning gold.
I like that.
Throwing the spear. I'll give Adam O'Brien my drink-wise unmissable moment. I'll try and cheer up Adam O'Brien. Newcastle had a win. Charlie Goodservice, he's happy as well. Newcastle winning. There's a drink-wise unmissable moment. Been an awful season. That is drink-wise unmissable moments. You won't miss a moment if you drink-wise. See you tomorrow, Michelle.
Thanks, guys.
Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.